possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We got into this a little bit yesterday. I don't even know what to think. Oh, okay, I do know what I think, but it's ridiculous. This situation where Dave Portnoy is not going to be in Ohio Stadium for Ohio State, Texas, and of course, so much of this offseason, the buzz about the crew and how they set up their game day operations was going to be that they've added Dave Portnoy and Barstool content, not just to the Fox Sports 1 lineup, but to the pregame show as well. And so there was a report initially that Ohio State had banned him from Ohio Stadium. Then Ohio State came out and said, oh, no, we didn't ban him. It's a Fox decision. And then, well, that's about where we left it yesterday. And then Dave Portnoy of Barstool came out and reacted not just to that, but to Bobby Carpenter's comments about Dave Portnoy in a lengthy social media rant.
Story breaks. Bobby Carpenter, the old linebacker from Ohio State. He has a podcast that nobody listens to. And they basically say they have it on authority, 100% certainty, that people within the administration of Ohio State have banned me in Barstool Sports. So I already knew this for a week and a half. We canceled our production. We had to pay a fee, late fee, all the stuff for not coming to Ohio State, Columbus. But Bobby Carpenter, he gets the ball rolling. It becomes a story. I still hadn't said much, but then Ross Bjorka, the AD of Ohio State, comes out. He's like, that's a lie, we would never ban Dave. And in Ohio State, people are eating it up, because obviously when the story broke, everyone's like, oh my god, Ohio State is so soft, Michigan broke them. If you can't beat them, ban them. It's a broken team, a broken school. Oh, national championship this, national championship that. One man this face, and they start crying. They're broken.
I will say, if they actually did this, they are. Like Michigan is broken, Ohio State. If this is true.
Yeah.
I don't know what to believe. I tend to think that
they're
not.
I think it's true.
Yeah, well, they're not going to come out and say that it's not.
Because if not, why wouldn't, I mean, they'd let Barstool and Barstool Sports be on campus that day.
I would say that sounds very logical.
Yeah.
Now, what's the bigger insult? Nobody listens to your podcast.
Or completely botching your name as Ross Bjorka?
I think Ross Bjorka is way more insulting.
He knows the name. That's the best part of all this, is that it's not like he doesn't know. He knows the name. He did that 100% intentionally. The podcast shot would ring more to me, though.
But the Bobby one just isn't true. I mean, Bobby is on the Fan in Columbus.
Which is very highly rated.
Very highly rated. And he does have a very prominent podcast.
Maybe he's just looking at it like Pardon My Take numbers, though, because it doesn't do Pardon My Take numbers.
But then the Ross Bjorka one, to me, is that's the chef's
kiss. Well, he knows who he has to take a shot at in this.
Like, that's pretty darn good.
And he knows. I think he understands that Ross is the one that is playing fast and loose with the truth here. And so that's what he's going after.
Now, Bobby Carpenter has since come back out.
Good. I like this.
On his own podcast with a response to Portnoy's statement.
Dave Portnoy is just a guy. Right? He's a very wealthy and successful businessman. I have respect for him with that. I don't hate the man. I don't agree with some of it. I can take some of it. I'll leave some of it. He's a Michigan troll. It's what he is. Good for him. I don't even think he went to Michigan. So if I'm not mistaken, so I was like, all right, man, like, you can be you. You be you. You don't need to be at our stadium. And Fox hired, like, I put as much of this on Fox as on anything. You know, Urban, they've done a good job with Big Noon, but you want to put Ohio State at Big Noon all the time, and then you're going to put this Yahoo out there. Like, that doesn't, he doesn't know anything about football. So it's fine. Like I said, he's wildly successful. And I'll give him his flowers for that. He has a strong following, and good for him. But, I mean, Fox brought him on there, and I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, if it's response to Pat McAfee, like, that doesn't make any sense to me, but go right ahead.
All right. One, you said it. He did go to Michigan. And so that's, but again,
he famously got accepted to the nursing program to then transfer into the real program he wanted to go to.
I think this is similar to the Ross Bjorka thing.
It's a big brain move.
You know the truth. You're just getting under his skin. I don't love when football players act like the only people that know football are football players.
Yeah.
Just because I think that, so like specific to like Mina Kimes. I bet you that Mina Kimes knows as much football and if not a hell of a lot more football than a fair amount of guys in the NFL, because mm-hmm. a lot of guys in the NFL, they don't know football widespread. They know their position group. They know their job. They might even know their side of the ball. But in terms of like football theory or the scouting element, like there's so much to know in football that you can be an expert in one area of it. You can know as much about coverage and how wide receivers work as a defensive back, as a cornerback, as anybody in the game. And if I asked you, okay, show me some technique on an offensive lineman, you're not going to know your head from your ass.
Yeah, but it's also really not what many people want in these pregame shows either.
Yeah.
Like that's the real part of this is like if you only know X's and O's and that's the route that you're going down, congratulations. There's a lane for that and there's a niche community of people that enjoy that, but most people don't really want that breakdown that extreme.
Now, what I do like about this is I do think that this thing is a giant stress test on Barstool and Fox's working relationship. Because, and by the way, not just Barstool and Fox, but Fox and Big Ten. Because, like, to me, I look at this and I go, this is exactly why you got Dave Portnoy.
Well, so I said, yeah.
This is a national story that is a huge story that's a part of the Ohio State, Texas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
That only adds juice to this game.
But so is the problem, though, that they didn't hire like an Ohio State guy to balance it out? Like, no one's got an issue.
They've got Urban Meyer.
Well, okay, great. So then it should be balanced out, right?
Like, I would agree.
Nobody's got an issue when Desmond Howard, for instance, is on game day for 20 years as a Michigan man. Why? Because it's balanced out with Herb Street being the Ohio State guy. Like, is that the miss? Is Fox Sports not acknowledging Urban Meyer being the Ohio State guy in this back and forth?
No, like, I think Ohio State's not acknowledging the... the fact that
maybe that's what I meant. Maybe that, yeah. Like, is that Ohio State just not acknowledging what they should be acknowledging? Like, you got your own guy. Like, the fight should end up being Portnoy talking about how great Michigan is and what a fraud Ohio State is, and then Urban should be the guy that claps back. I think the problem is that I think a lot of people are suspecting it's going to go like Shane Gillis at Notre Dame, where he calls Nick Saban Alabama Jones, mm-hmm. where he just ends up mocking Urban Meyer, and Urban Meyer doesn't have the spar for that.
So
like, Urban's great, but Urban's not going to get in the mud with Dave Portnoy.
I think if you're Fox, I think this is a great time to check in. How much do we really want to be in bed with Dave Portnoy? Because in fairness,
they blew out their morning show in order to do it. They're committed to doing it.
This is actually not like I know people have feelings about Barstool. I think they're really good at what they do. And I think the way that they've grabbed hold of part of the zeitgeist of sports mm-hmm. makes this fun.
They get eyeballs.
The more
you can say a lot about them, but they get eyeballs.
And in some ways, they've changed the media landscape. All right. And what you can argue whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. That's not for me. Like anybody that has that kind of footprint or that kind of they're able to kind of echo that much in sports media, sports talk, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. I appreciate on some level. But like to me, I thought Portnoy was a genius move because love him or hate him, you will have some sort of reaction. And the whole problem with Fox's pregame broadcast is there's none of that. Like the Urban will never say anything controversial, nor like he's a football coach. None of the guys there. Mark Ingram's not going to say it. Matt Leinart's not going to say it. I forget who hosts the damn thing. He's not going to say it. Like the whole point of this is, hey, Fox got Pat McAfee. This is not a Pat McAfee clone, but this is somebody that can have the same kind of movement in terms of interest in what we do. And then you don't let him on kickoff of the first game, like the most important broadcast, Ohio State versus Texas. Why? Because Ohio State didn't like it?
Whole
thing lacks balls.
Why are we treating this like when they put Dennis Miller in the booth? Like it's not during the game. It's a pregame show. The pregame show is supposed to be all about entertainment. It is make us a bicycle clown.
And not just tear-jerking pieces from Tom Rinaldi that's the only thing you do. Variety. You could go for variety here. You go entertainment and
bus filled with 18 nuns collapses in the highway, and that's the story, Tom. Like that's what I need on my Saturday.
And again, that there's a place for that, but you need to balance it out with entertainment. Like I don't know. Listen, if Fox is already regretting their partnership with Dave Portnoy, they clearly didn't think about this.
I don't think they are regretting it, by the way. I would bet this has gotten them so much attention. I think a lot of people want to tune in to see what Portnoy will actually do on Saturday and what his role is going to be. I'd be surprised if this is, because they had to have seen some of this coming, but like this is the attention they wanted in many ways.
All right. Now, they could pull the Houdini, which would be brilliant. If they pull the Houdini and he's actually in Columbus, in Ohio Stadium on Saturday, it'll be
great.
Brilliant.
Move. He just comes on out, and then maybe like they show Ross Bjork, and he just says like a. Now we're getting into WWE territory, though. But, they show him, and then he's just like, "What's going on? What's happening? Dave Portnoy can't be here. Get him out! Get him out!
By God, that's Barstool's music." I don't think that's going to happen. By the way, but
no,
it would be brilliant.
So. It'd be funny. We wouldn't take anything seriously until the end of time now, but it'd be really funny.
I think what they might regret is whatever wrath they're going to incur from Ohio State on this, because Ohio State is remember how Texas and OU used to just run roughshod on the Big 12 to the point where everybody else in the Big 12 was just annoyed by their existence, even though it was a necessary existence. Ohio State is like 1A. Like, no offense to Michigan, you're a powerhouse. No offense to Penn State. Ohio State, when it comes to swinging the you-know-what, is king bleep on this kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. I think that's where they might regret it. And my pushback would be, this is what you signed up for. Don't be a coward week one. Like, when he slips and says mm-hmm. something on air that might get your rights taken away, well, okay. Then it's going to be time to be like, we didn't know he'd say that. But this?
And that's coming. You know that's coming.
Like, if this makes you sweat at Fox, I don't know you have the stomach for sports. Maybe the Olympics is your scene. Maybe a couple more cartoon shows.
Yeah, but that's the point, though. Like, I don't think this is on Fox. I think this has been on Ohio State. I think this is the whole situation is on Ohio State.
I hope you're right, by the way, even though, again, it's not great for Ohio State.
No, I think Fox is getting what they want out of this. Like, the whole point of why you hire Portnoy is so that people aren't paying attention to Lee Corso on Saturday and Pat McAfee on Saturday in the retirement ceremony. Like, that's the whole point. And right now, they're accomplishing that.
All right. So it's like 11 o'clock, And Lee's making a really, he's struggling with it. He's like,
it's predicted.
You know, it's going to be, I don't mean it like that, you jerk.
It's predicted.
I mean, like, but it's like a really special moment. Herbie's doing this great tribute to him.
After Herbie helps him up the steps.
You get a tweet that Dave Portnoy's actually in Ohio Stadium. And you get your wish here. Because nobody's sticking around to see that tribute. They'll be like, I'll watch the video. I got to go see this.
Yeah,
right?
I'll see the 30-second clip on Twitter that they put out. Let's go see what Portnoy has to say.
The problem is I don't think they have the scones to do it.
Let's see if he punches Urban Meyer and they get in a boxing match.
Oh, Urban does. By the way, nobody wins in that scenario. I don't think. I'm guessing Portnoy's not a pugilist. And I'm going to guess.
He's not going to punch Urban Meyer.
But I would watch it. I would, but my takeaway would be neither of these guys can fight.
It'd be Tyson versus Jake Paul. You would just be like, oh no, he's just beating up on this old man now.
Should Fox already be regretting their partnership with Dave Portnoy and the biggest story in sports and music? In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.